Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Tuesday, 30th of November, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the island. And background to that news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person. Tonight, another 111 cases, 704 active cases on the island, 5 in Nobles, nobody in ICU. The booster vaccination programme will be, boosted. £4 million in 3 years, and the flumes are open. Liberal Vannon say it's time to debate assisted dying, and Manx Gas customers will get their refund, £63.
Man Benham, for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. Fastamai Chanel Suku.
First of May, there are 704 active cases of COVID-19 on the Isle of Man. 111 cases have been recorded since the last update. 5 people are in Nobles Hospital, none are in intensive care. After more than 3 years and over £4 million spent, the NSE flumes have reopened this evening. The area was closed in August 2018 for revamp works, which were expected to take 8 months. Hesham sailings will go ahead uninterrupted tonight and tomorrow morning. Earlier, there were concerns as the steam packet company were preparing for a potential disruption. However, it's all clear now. In international news, Boris Johnson says vaccination centres in the UK will be popping up like Christmas trees, so everyone in England can get booster jabs by the end of January. And Tiger Woods says his latest comeback from his injury is his toughest yet. The 15-time major winner is planning to pick and choose golf tournaments after a crash left him needing surgery, but he doesn't expect to play full-time ever again. Those are the update news headlines. News at 6.
Man Benham. Contact with us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Chanel. There's a gale warning in the North Irish Sea. The boat sailing tonight at 7 o'clock for Hesham, and there is fog on the mountain road. On the Isle of Man, strong to gale force northwesterly winds. Gusty showers through the night down to 6 degrees. For Wednesday, Jacrane, blustery showers on a strong northwest wind becoming isolated as the wind eases and swings northerly. Daytime maximum 9 degrees. The overnight minimum 3. And for Thursday, Jordan, dry and fine with lighter winds up to 8 degrees. High water tonight, 8:01. Low water overnight, 29 minutes before 3 a.m. The sun rises at 8:13. High water tomorrow morning, 27 minutes to 9.
Having a new kitchen fitted or just fancy a change? Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke coloured splashbacks to complete the look. Speak to the team at Manx Glass and Glazing today.
The Isle of Man now has more than 700 active cases of COVID-19. Here's Chanel back with the detail.
111 cases have been recorded since the last update. It means the number of active cases stands at 704. There are now 5 people who have the virus in Nobles Hospital. That's 2 more than yesterday. No one is in intensive care. 416 people are awaiting the results of a COVID-19 PCR test, and 154 people are booked in for a test tomorrow. Meanwhile, government is asking people not to ring the COVID-111 line unless it's necessary. It says the team handling calls is being inundated, especially with queries about whether booster vaccination appointments are still going ahead. Anyone due for a third jab should still turn up as planned. The high volume of calls is preventing some from being able to get through or even join the queuing system.
The Isle of Man will follow the UK in speeding up the rollout of the COVID-19 booster vaccination programme. It follows a change in advice from the JCVI, the Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunisation. Tessa Hawley.
It was something that was expected following the detection of the new COVID-19 variant Omicron in the United Kingdom. Director of Public Health, Dr. Henrietta Hewitt, had urged people on Sunday to continue getting vaccinated and advised then that the JCVI was in the process of making changes.
everybody who is included in the current booster program, we would stress, please come forward and have your booster as soon as you're invited for it. JCVI have been working across this weekend, including up until really as we're speaking, looking at what we should do in terms of expanding the booster program and potentially expanding further doses in the younger age groups, the children and young people.
And that expansion and those recommendations have now been confirmed. Adults over the age of 18 will now be offered a booster jab, although government says the rollout will continue in age order, so priority will still be given to older adults and those in the at-risk groups. The timing of the extra COVID-19 jab will also change, with it now being offered from 3 months after the second dose. The Isle of Man will also follow the JCVI advice on increasing protection for children and young people aged 12 to 15, with the offer of a second dose at a minimum of 12 weeks after the first. Those aged 16 to 17 are being offered a second dose at an 8-week interval, whilst those in the immune suppressed group who've had a third dose will get a booster after 3 months. The Department of Health and Social Care says the changes will only be implemented once the necessary protocols and paperwork have been received from the UK. Extending the booster programme to all adults will take the number of people in the population eligible for a booster from 50,400 to 62,170.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source, and Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
After more than three years and £4 million spent, the NSC Flumes have finally reopened. The area was closed in August 2018 for revamp works, which were expected to take 8 months. Education, Sport and Culture Minister Julie Edge.
We will not be here in Flume Free any day anymore. The Flumes are fully open, and obviously it's the first fun session this evening.
And it has taken over 3 years to get to this point. Why has it taken so long?
Well, quite clearly with any big major civil engineering or construction project, there are delays. Obviously, it's disappointing that there has been delays, but we're open now and fantastic facilities that are available for everybody.
And the whole swimming area has had a revamp. We've had the figure of multi-millions. How much exactly has it cost to do all of this?
It's in the region of £4 million. Sorry, I don't have the exact figure with me this evening, but obviously there's been a lot of work that happens underground with pool plant, and we obviously have a movable floor that's all been refurbished. So the facilities hopefully are going to be available for well into the future. And the investment, I hope people will see when they come along, what great facilities we have on the island.
And why was it something that was so important to spend that money on?
Well, obviously with any building, there's maintenance work needs to be carried out, and it was at the slides were at the time of the end of their life. So it was agreed, it obviously was prior to my time as minister, but that they were to be replaced. So, and they have been replaced with a slightly higher slide and a better experience. So, and it's even got laser lights in there, LED lights in there. So, you know, I think from the experience people will get from the facilities, it's great. There's also a new Coral Cove area for the younger children for over twos. And then there's still the pool area for the younger, for the babies. So it's great to see it open, and I hope everybody really does come down and enjoy it.
Efforts to tackle homelessness on the Isle of Man are being progressed as part of a plan to tackle the wider housing crisis. According to the chair of the Housing and Communities Board, Chris Thomas is confident there are a number of quick wins which will improve the situation.
I would hope that around Christmas, just after Christmas, we can begin outlining exactly what we want to solve first.
What would a quick win be for you?
So, for instance, in wintertime, everybody turns to homelessness, and Gry have been doing a wonderful job, but with a meagre means and in less than ideal situation, because it's a quick fix. I'd like to think that we can make moves towards completing the expressions of interest in having a permanent emergency housing arrangement, defining homelessness in law eventually, and then moving to integrate that with social housing, but also supported living environments to deal with the immediate problems of that we have poor people in the Isle of Man, and putting a housing putting a house, a home around somebody is the first step to actually making their life better, both socially but also in employment terms.
Do we know how many people are homeless on the Isle of Man?
It depends how you define homelessness, but there are people. So, for instance, Housing Matters wrote to all members of Tynwald to say that they had 50 or so cases that they're dealing with, and they really don't have a solution that excites them or pleases them, because it's a suboptimal solution. And there are other issues beyond homelessness. So we've got a problem with the standard of many houses, but we'll need the census results to understand how many vacant properties we have, what the occupancy of those properties is, even in how many people are living on the island. So that might be slightly longer, but I do hope that in 5 years we can actually use the law and budgets to actually make progress on dealing with bad quality housing. And then the final aspect of housing that I identified as a crisis in my personal manifesto was the fact that housing has become unaffordable for so many people.
Sea-Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Good news is the Ben is going, but early, 7 o'clock tonight, she'll be departing, arriving to Heysham at about 10:45, leaving at 12:30, back to the Isle of Man about 4:15. News also, tomorrow morning sailing, scheduled to be on time, the 8 a.m. and back from Heysham at 1:30. Tomorrow evening's 7:45 to Heysham. Wednesday evening, 7:45, is now scheduled to depart at 7 o'clock.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Well, it's not quite December till tomorrow, but yet Manx Gas customers are being given some good news. They're going to get back £63. This announcement stemmed from a question to the Manx Utility Chair, Rob Callister, from Douglas Central member Chris Thomas.
On the 30th of June, Minister Harmer, 2020 that is, Minister Harmer confirmed to me that £700,000 approximately a year would result from a reduction in the 6% lease interest rate to the Consolidated Loans Fund rate. So can the Chair confirm then that by now Manx Utilities is sitting on nearly £1 million, which can go to Manx Gas customers? And is he confirming today that he's in discussions with Manx Gas about how that will be paid to Manx Gas customers?
He is absolutely right. I can advise this court, this House, that we are holding approximately £700,000 per year on behalf of Manx Gas customers. And once a satisfactory agreement is reached with Manx Gas, and to ensure that 100% of those refunds is given back to Manx Gas customers. And that's the key here. We do not want to see Manx Gas keeping £20,000 or £25,000 dealing with this refund. 100% has to go back to Manx Gas customers. You're absolutely right, and it's only a rough estimate on the figures. If we actually can implement this as soon as possible, going back to January 2020, then you are correct that it's around £31 per customer, Manx Gas customer per year refund. If we go back to January 2020, then at the moment, approximately, and it is only approximately, then Manx Gas customers can expect around £63 refund to their accounts. But we want to make sure this is administrated correctly, and we want to make sure that 100% of that refund goes back to the customers where it's due.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
It's 16 minutes before six. Stock markets around the world have fallen after the boss of Moderna cast doubts on the effectiveness of vaccines against the new Omicron variant. Stefan Bancel told the FT he thought there'd be a material drop in vaccine efficacy. Mr. Bancel predicted that existing vaccines will be less effective in staving off Omicron, and it would take months for drugs companies to update vaccines. On the Isle of Man, Manx farmers taking part in the Christmas Prime Stock Show have been praised and described as a credit to the Isle of Man. Adrian Crow, a UK grader from the Meat and Livestock Commission, said he's impressed by the quality across all sections of the show and commented that the standard was so high and the island's farmers will be competitive at shows anywhere in the UK. Digital Isle of Man and Finance Isle of Man, two executive agencies of the Department for Enterprise, have announced their collaboration with the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority to launch a FinTech Innovation Challenge in early 2022. The challenge will look to invite businesses to develop creative, sustainable and tech-based solutions to a current issue in the financial services industry and support the winning applicant to take their proposition to market.
The Stock Market Report.
brought to you by Ramsay Crookall.
Well, UK and European stocks pulled back as those fears around the new Omicron COVID variant and vaccines weighed on global markets. US stocks dropped as volatility resumed after a brief rebound earlier this week. Oil tumbled more than 5% after that Moderna doubt on the efficacy of the new vaccine. Gold rose as investors sought safe havens, pulling bullion on course for a second straight monthly gain. And in corporate news, miners Anglo American, Glencore and BHP gained as metals price advanced. The numbers now at the close in London. Ramsay Crookall reporting the FTSE 100 down 0.7% at 7,059. The DAX in Frankfurt down just over 0.1% at 15,100. Currently, New York City. The trading day rolls on. Dow Jones Industrial down 1.5% at 34,602. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index down just over 0.6% at 15,529. And the S&P 500 down 1.5% at 4,586. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling currently worth $1 32.4 cents and €1 17.3 cents. And in commodities, gold down 0.5% at $1,775 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil down almost 6% at $69.08.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsay Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
If you have a news story for Manx Radio to investigate and report, email newsroom@manxradio.com or call 682 631 any time of day or night.
It's time for the Isle of Man to have a mature debate on assisted dying. The view of the Liberal Vannin Party, which is calling for government to undertake public consultation. Last week, following a landmark decision by the Jersey States Assembly, the fellow Crown Dependency voted to approve the principle. The Liberal Vannin Chair is Paul Weatherall.
We're not taking a party stance on this in terms of being in favour or otherwise of legislation, but we believe that the time is right to have a mature debate on the island and have proper public consultation so we can get the views of everyone on the island as to how to take this forward. Most people have experience with animals, of domestic animals that we look after as pets or as livestock, and they get sick and they become ill, and we often help them die in a pain-free way. Most people think that that's the right thing to do for ourselves, but they're concerned about how that might be done in practice. And I think education is the way forward, explaining how it's done in other jurisdictions. There are a number of places in the world where assisted dying has been legal for a long time. Switzerland is an obvious one. People go from the UK and here, even to Dignitas, to allow them to die with dignity. The Netherlands, other jurisdictions in states in America and parts of Australia have also brought it in. So I think it's time we had that debate. From my point of view, it's similar to the abortion issue. It's giving people a right to choose. So abortion is a woman's right to choose what to do with her body and any child that she may or may be carrying. And assisted dying is the same. It's for all of us to have that right to choose how to end our lives.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today or find us on Facebook.
Faster My, Dave Moore.
Faster My. When next year's Isle of Man TT gets underway on Sunday, May 29th, there'll be a few changes to the event as a number of initiatives are brought in. Let's begin with qualifying. Riders will no longer be set off in pairs during practice. From 2022, they'll set off on their own, just as they would on race day. As for race day, the riders will have a single warm-up lap before racing gets underway. This should give competitors better knowledge of conditions, etc., before they set off in the race. As for the racing, the number of riders in each one has been reduced to a maximum of 50 in the big 1,000cc Superbike Superstock races, while 60 will be allowed in all the other events. A GPS tracking system will be tested ahead of a planned full introduction in 2023. This will help organisers follow riders and support vehicles around the course. The riders' leathers, boots, gloves and body armour will all be of FIM standard, which is the sport's governing body. A 40-foot-long transporter will operate as a medical centre in the paddock, while new sports psychology protocols will provide mental health care. A new fast response vehicle will be in use next year to assist the medical helicopter when possible. There'll be a new look marshal training programme. There are plans to redesign TT headquarters at the grandstand. In pit lane, the boxes will be doubled in size to allow for a 4-man crew, while Parc Fermé will also be increased with a new winner's enclosure too. And finally, a reminder, there's now less than 6 months to go.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
9 minutes before six, the 5:35 inbound Logan Air from Manchester came in on time. At the 7:30, next inbound, the EasyJet from Gatwick, and that's scheduled to be on time as well. As far as departures are concerned, the next outbound is the 6:10 Logan Air patient transfer plane to Liverpool, on time at the moment. And then when that EasyJet Gatwick has come in, that's outbound at 8 o'clock tonight. The last movement tonight, 8:10, inbound patient transfer plane coming back from Liverpool. On the roads in Peel, Athol Place is closed for urgent surface water drainage work. The road closure is in order. It's going to be for at least a week. It's hoped the work can be done sooner. And the Spa petrol station Centenary Centre can still be accessed by a vehicle from Athol Place. Pedestrian access unaffected, but Athol Street is closed in Peel. Temporary lights in Glen May on the main road by the village near the waterfall car park turn for resurfacing. The Southern 100 course got temporary lights between Maloo Church and Stadium Corner for tree trimming. 24 hours a day those lights are there. In Greaver, 24-hour lights near the Highlander and Port St Trinian's there for work on the surface water drainage. In Douglas, still they don't know whether nuisance is going up or down. Queen Street and a short stretch of New Quay at North Quay are closed for the demolition of the former nuisance building, which has become unsafe. Temporary lights 24 hours a day in Laxey on the main road between Rensall Hill and the Balden Road for sewer work. In Laxey, also Minorca Hill at the bottom is closed for drainage work, diversion via Glen Road. And in Port Erin, still those temporary lights on Upper Promenade for drainage installation. And Paul Rose Bridge is closed to traffic and will be open for TT next year.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre Club Card has over £400 worth of saving for your whole family. Get more with Quayside!
A Manxman living in South Africa said he's had to cancel a festive family trip to the Isle of Man due to travel restrictions imposed on flights leaving the country. It follows the detection of that new COVID variant called Omicron. The daughters of Steve Porter, who represented the Isle of Man as a cyclist, were due to spend Christmas with their grandparents in Onchan.
The last time they were on the Isle of Man was 2.5 years ago, and they were both scheduled to fly out next Monday. Then obviously we got the news, and then the airline that they were flying with, Qatar Air, they just basically cancelled the flight. Amy, the eldest, was flying basically one way. She was coming to the Isle of Man. They're going to stay there for a year. So she was going to do A-levels for a year in the Isle of Man and then come back to South Africa. And the youngest one was going to fly there for a month for her summer school holidays. It looks like the only way they could possibly do this is by quarantining in Manchester, which is 10 days. So it's pointless, the youngest one coming. And it's £47,500 or £2,250. So it's ridiculous. So it's unfortunately not going to happen.
So what's the situation out there?
The infection rates have gone up quite dramatically in the last few days. But at this stage, it's not certain whether this is the new variant or whether it's just the fourth wave, as they're calling it. From a South African perspective, it's kind of been very much overplayed by by everybody else outside of South Africa. But obviously, it's easy for us to say that sitting here. Infection rates are still ridiculously low compared to Europe.
All in all, it seems quite frustrating then.
So, so it's not bad. It's just we've got a ton of frustrated people here now sitting wondering what they can do, and because they're all ready to go travel and there are people waiting for people to come into South Africa, but not now going to come because they can't get home. So it's pretty chaotic from that perspective.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
And some of the stories we didn't get to tonight, including plans are in place to roll out a new healthcare model designed to bridge the gap between government and the third sector. A Sandton woman's taken a step back from her full-time job in finance to try to help people on the Isle of Man become greener. And there's an underlying fear within the island's retail sector about the effects new COVID-19 measures may have on Christmas trade. And of course, if you go to manxradio.com, all the news is there. Remember, the news team is in action 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at Manx Radio. And you can find it all at manxradio.com. Also, check out our free app. The app is available via Apple, Google, Smart Speaker, Spotify, Verbal and Facebook as well. You can get the podcast anywhere in the world, any time of day or night. And remember, if you have a comment on the news agenda or have a story you think we should be covering, or you just want to say hello from near or far, the email address for Update is update@manxradio.com. Updates compiled from the resources of the Manx Radio Newsroom. Thanks to producer Tessa Hawley, newsreader Chanel Suku. I'm Andy Wint. Back tomorrow night at 5:30. W-I-T-S.